sanctions have been lifted because we believe that the circumstances, things have changed sufficiently to convince us that there is compliance with the requirements that precipitated the sanctions in the first place. There's compliance by the junta. There's movement in the direction of restoring constitutional governance, and the movement is sufficiently strong for the heads of state to determine that sanctions should be lifted, and sanctions have been lifted.
So what benchmark did ECOWAS set or regional leaders to determine that the junta has complied with some of the stipulations of the agreement to lift the sanctions?
Yeah, the paramount consideration for us is the insistence of regional leaders that they must restore constitutional government. Now, it's a commitment, very strong commitment, that convinces us that the junta is going to live by that commitment to the effect that they're going to restore constitutional government, because we believe them strongly from what the commitment they have made and the efforts being made subsequently to have a consensus prime minister and to hand over to the Speaker of Parliament so that he can run the government for a period indicated in their constitution. And then subsequently, we can have the electoral process that will eventually lead to the emergence of a president for the country to succeed the former president.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has warned the military junta not to do anything that would undermine the agreement with ECOWAS and the lifting of the sanctions against them. That means there could be concerns that the military junta could rescind its decision to follow the dictates of the agreement. How concerned are you about this?
Of course, the UN Secretary General's warning is relevant for all of us, but we want to believe that the military junta can be trusted. And on that basis, we have lifted the sanctions. We strongly believe that they can trust it. And it would be dangerous for them to renege on their commitment to ECOWAS. Because, I mean, I can't possibly see how a member state can live in isolation of its neighbors. That is not possible. Particularly against the background of the political, the economic, and the financial sanctions. This, Mali is sufficiently in a very difficult situation in terms of its economy and in terms of its politics. And I don't think the junta will be serving the interests of their country, which they claim to be the primary reason why they came in the first place. I don't think they will be serving the interests of that country if they continue to perpetuate a situation that creates doubt in the minds of the international community, or that indeed continues to promote the interest of the junta against the wider interest of the public. So we will try and believe that. This is about confidence. There is sufficient grounds for heads of state to believe that they can be trusted in their commitment. And just like the UN Secretary General has said, the international community is watching to see if they will renege. And I'm sure that the international community will respond appropriately, including the ECOWAS indeed, if they renege. I believe they won't, because there are sufficient grounds for heads of state to be convinced that they won't, which is the basis for the lifting of the sanctions.
The African Union also imposed sanctions. Will ECOWAS be working with the African Union to also lift those sanctions against Mali?
When we imposed our sanctions, we communicated to the African Union. We are going to communicate our latest position to the African Union so that they can also take a decision consistent with their own conviction. But I know that the regional communities are the bedrock of the African Union, and they normally will respect the position of regional economic community, in this particular case, the position of ECOWAS.